My grandfather came to the U.S. from what is now Ukraine, from just outside the western Ukrainian city of Lvov in a small town called Rozdol. He left as a teenager, and before he took the ship to America in the late 1800s, he crossed the Carpathian Mountains and went next door to live in Krakow in Poland. That gives you a sense of the proximity of Ukraine and Poland, but it's more than just geography. They're tied up in other ways, too. So how is Poland seeing what's going on in Ukraine right now? Dr. Andrew Mikta is a professor of international studies at Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee, and a senior fellow at the Center for European Policy Analysis in Washington. Dr. Mikta, please explain, what's on the mind of the officials there in Poland right now?
This is a seminal event for Poland, actually for the entire Central European or Nordic Baltic Central European region. For the Poles, this is something that is redefining the security of their country and is becoming a test for NATO. For Poland, it also invokes a lot of the past, as you've indicated. Poland and Ukraine have had a very complex, very interconnected relationship. If you go back several centuries, they're actually part of the same state, the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. But most of all, it looks at Ukraine as essential to the security not just of Poland, but also of the whole region. And conversely, it looks at what Russia is doing as a resurgence of a near-imperial position that the Putin presidency has been pursuing.
I mean, I can see how Russia is influential on the whole region, but Ukraine, I mean, the troubles are in Ukraine, not in Poland. How does what's happening in Ukraine affect the security of Poland?
The Poles see this as a longer-term trend of essentially Russia shifting the momentum and now putting counter pressure. And they see the events in Ukraine largely as only the first step. Subsequent events likely, from their perspective, impacting Moldova, impacting Georgia, and even if you look at the NATO alliance itself, putting pressure on the Baltic states and Poland itself.
Generally, though, would you say Poland and Ukraine are friendly today?
Very much so. And actually, if you look at the whole idea of the European Union Eastern Partnership was largely driven by Poland and Sweden here, but Polish Foreign Minister Sikorski was the forefather, so to speak, of the whole idea of greater engagement to the East. Poland has, since the collapse of communism, has seen good relations with Ukraine as an essential element of its national security policy. Let me underline one very important element here. Mm. Poland is extremely concerned about the breakup of Ukraine. Any sort of outcome, and unfortunately with the Russian military move into Crimea, that is already happening to some extent.
What's their big fear if that happens?
Well, the fear is then that what you're going to have is essentially, A, you'll have a militarization of the conflict. You don't really know in what fashion the Ukrainian people would respond to any direct military confrontation. From the Polish perspective, preserving the integrity of Ukraine has been a number one priority, and then preventing Russia from using military power in Ukraine. It's a geopolitical game that's unfolding before our eyes, and it's going to redefine how Europe and Russia relate to each other.
Dr. Andrew Mikta, thanks very much for your thoughts on this.
My pleasure.